Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf. Psachim Lamed Hey, we are at the Mishnah, around 8 lines from the top of the Amid. Says the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim, you know, we're accustomed to generally having matas made from wheat. However, you can use any of the chameshes minedogen to produce matzah. Says the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim, these are the materials, these are the grains, Sha'adam Yetze Behen, Idei Chavasa Pesach, that a person may use to produce his matzah to be used for that first night of Pesach, for matzah's mitzvah. Bechitim, he can make his matzah with wheat, b'sa'irim, barley, b'kusmin, spelt, b'shifan, rye, b'shua, with oats. V'yoytzim b'dmai. And a person could be yoytzim his mitzvah using produce purchased from Am Eretz, which case is a uncertainty as to the status, whether the Am Eretz is separated from Mr. Maestris. And you can be yoytzim with that as well, even though midrabban, you meant to separate the extra to Mr. Maestris, but even if he hadn't done so, you can be Yaitse using that material. Uba Masa Rishon, Shinetosh Rumasai. So the Masa Rishon, which belongs to the Levi, where the Truma's Maiser, which is meant to go from the Levi to the Kohen, has been separated, you can use that type of grain. Uba Masa Sheni, Behegdesh, Shinifdu. And you can use Masa Sheni, or Hegdesh, which was redeemed and is now considered Chulin. Vakayahanim, they can use Bachalo, Betruma. So the portion of dough given to the Kohen, the Truma, that's okay for the Kohen, but as Rashi will tell us, the Yisrael cannot make his matzah from Chal and Truma, which is also for the Yisrael to consume. So this is the checklist. We have the five Minei Dagon, the wheat, the barley, etc., and all these different types, Dmai, Maaser Rishon, things which are considered to be edible. Aval, now we're going to have a list of items unsuitable for the matzah. Avali b'tevel, you can't use tevel, outright tevel, which is usur, v'libi maserishin, shiloi nitl trumasai, nor maserishin. In which case, the truma's miser, 10% of that maserishin, which belongs to the kohen, had not been separated, v'libi maserishin, v'eglish, shiloi niftu. So if they weren't redeemed, now they're usur, and can't be used for matzah. Continues the Mishnah. Chalais ha-toida. So we know that a carbon toida has different types of chalais, actually four different types. Three are of the matzah variety, the fourth type is actually going to be chametz. Now, can a person use the bread made for the toida, which is the matzah variety, obviously? Can you use that for matzah's mitzvah? Urukiki nazar, different type of bread made for the nazar. And it was designated to be used for the carbon, can be used. Can it be used for the matzah's mitzvah? Says the Mishnah, depends. Also, ma'atzma, if he produces this for his own personal use, he wanted to bring a carbon toida, and he produced these breads for that purpose. A neitzah ben, he can't be yoitzah for matzah mitzvah. Well, tell us, because it was not watched l'shem matzah mitzvah. Also, nimka b'shuk, however, if he did it to sell commercially, yoitzah ben, you can be yoitzah with them, because, as the Gemara will tell us, initially, this is what he had in mind. Any leftovers will be used for my own personal use. Let's take a look at Rashi here. So 10 lines from the top of the Amid, Masnisen. Elu dvarim she'odom yoytze ben yechavosa. Mishum choyvas matzah b'layla rishayna. We're referring obviously to the first night, where there's a choyva, there's a mitzvah. Shum uchoyv lechal matzah, k'dechsiv erev teichlu matzahis. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is you can use all these types of grains, wheat, barley, etc. And the Gemara will tell us, because the key is, does it have chametz potential? And if it can become chametz, then it can be used for matzah. Matzvah is the flip side of chametz. So all these different types of grains, shibayla shul, v'yoyna shibayla shul, also kizonim shul, it's called a shibayla shul because the kernel, it looks like the tail of a fox. So shibayla shul is referring to oats. You know, generally we're accustomed to eating matzah of wheat, but, you know, for people who are intolerant, wheat intolerant, or gluten intolerant, for many years they had a very difficult time being gay to the mitzvahs matzah. So there's a good deal in England, or a Kastenbaum, tremendous mazaka sarabim. So he worked on this thing, and he was able to accomplish, he was able to produce, commercially produce oat matzahs. In fact, there was a story that he once had a deal with a farmer, I think it was in Scotland. So that fellow's oat field was very unique, because it had a very low gluten content, or perhaps no gluten content at all, which was very rare and unique. And he made a deal to harvest his produce for the sake of the matzah. And that area is very rainy. It's rainy all the time. And of course, once the grain becomes fully ripe and dried up, it can't get wet. It's a concern of chametz. So in any case, they appointed a certain day, Monday, they're going to go harvest the oats. And that day, the weather forecasted heavy rains. So they went out there to cut the grain and daven that Hashem keep the rain up there. And they were cutting at a frenzy. They were just cutting and cutting. And as soon as the last bit of oat went straight into the silo, and they closed it up, sealed the silo, boom, started raining. It ran south of the Shemaya. So he was a tremendous mezakas Rabbim. Today it's commercially available, the oat matzahs and spelt matzahs. So all these chamishas mina dagon really kosher l'chatchila. So we have the wheat, we have the barley, which is the shul, which is the oat. Shifoin is the shigla, which is rye. So those are the chamishas mina dagon. Continues it, Rashi. Yoitzim b'tmai, tvuha nilkechas mamoretz, purchased from mamoretz, vinikris tmai. Dmai, some say, means domai. What is this? There's a suffix, isra, suffix lo isra. We don't know whether he took a mice. Chacham obligated want to separate the ma'isus misafik. Now, if he turned it into matzah without prior separation of the ma'isus, he's still going to be yitzah. The Gemara will give us the reason for this. Ubimasa rishon, this is the portion shalavim, belongs to the levim, shenitu trumasai, trumas masa l'kain, so a tenth of that goes to the kain. Umakan ve'elach ha'masa mutal zorim. And going forward, that maser is mutal azorim. V'kahana b'chalo b'truma. They can use chal and truma, but not a Yisrael. Aval Yisrael b'truma loy. What's wrong with that? K'diyolav l'kaman. The Gemara will tell us, lo yistoychel olav chametz. Shivas yomim toychel olav matzis. The pasuk connects the isra of chametz to the mitzvah of matzah. That indicates that the only thing which is suitable and fit for making of matzah is something which only has a potential isra of chametz, but if there's any other isra attached to it as well, it won't work for matzah. So if there's no isra of chametz, just another isra, let's say truma or challah, so since it doesn't have the isra of chametz, only truma and challah, it won't work for matzah. So matzah needs to be a flip side of chametz. Mi she'ein muzer al chimutzah el mishum chametz, something, a material where you have the isur chametz on it, if it becomes chametz, then yeah, you can use it for matzah, as opposed to these materials, which are asur on another count, on account of the fact that it's chal and truma, which is asur l'Yisrael. So in order to use something for matzah, it needs to be something which only has the isur chametz, but something which is already asur on account of something else, and not on account of chametz, that cannot be used for matzah. Continues Rashi, v'loy b'matzah she'ni chutz l'Yerushalayim. Also la'atzim, this is going to the, speaking about the lechem of the carbon, so if he produced it for his own purpose, lechem toydev v'nazir, ein yoytze behen. So there's a girsa, l'shem toydev v'nazir. He did it l'shem, for the purpose of the carbon. So you can't use it. And yet, even if it's prior to shechita of the carbon, he hadn't yet labeled them. Okay, this is a kadosh l'shem toida. No, he simply produced it, baked it for this purpose. But Tam Farish Gemara, the Gemara will give us the reason. Because that's if he did it for his own personal use. But limka b'shuk letzorche lachmi toida nazirus. So if he produced it, mass produced it for the sake of the public use for their kabbalis, Yoitze ben can use it for the matzah mitzvah. Im le'machar lehen, if there was some left over, v'tam v'far shigemar. Continues the Gemara. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, kusmin min chitin. So this was one of the types of grains mentioned in the Mishnah, kusmin. It's a type of chitin. It's from the wheat species. Shibay l'shul v'shifayin, oats and barley. Oats and rye, minzern, that's from the barley variety. What is the nafkamina? Rashi explains, for the sake of truma, we know that truma is meant to be separate min min al mina, so you take one banana from the other bananas, or one apple from the other apples, but you can't take an apple on account of a banana. So when it comes to different types of grain, you're meant to know the two categories. There is the wheat category, which includes spelt as well. Then you have the oat, barley category, which includes oats and rye. So the chitim and the kusmin interact. You can take truma from one on the other. And likewise, when it comes to the barley, oats and rye, which are considered to be the same type. Kusmin, what is that? Gulba, that's spelt. Shifoin, that's dishra, why? Shibu the shul. Shvili tala, that's the oats. And shvili are the kernels, which ta'ala look like the reminiscent of a foxtail. Fine. Hani, so only these types of grain can be used for the matzah making procedure. But oir is v'doichanoi, but not rice and millet. Manana mili, why? Why specifically these types of grain? Omar Rabbi Shimon Malakish v'chein tana, Devei Rabbi Shmuel v'chein tana, Devei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, amakro. Lo yiseichel olav chametz, shivas yomim toichel olav matzis. So the pasuk relates one to the other. They're interdependent. Don't eat chametz, eat matzah. Apparently we're speaking about the same type of grain. Dvar ha'mabayim l'dei chametz. Things which can turn into chametz. Adam yoytze b'hen dechavasev matzah. A person can use them for matzah. If you make sure they're not chametz and they're matzah, then he can use them. Yatzu elah, as opposed to these items, the oiras, the doichan, the rice, the millet, she'im boin de chimutz, they don't come to chimutz. They will not turn into chametz. Ela de sirachim. If you leave them around, they spoil. But they don't become leaven. They don't become chametz. So since they don't have chametz potential, they can't be used for matzah as well. Says Gemara Masnis and the Loik Rabbi Yechman Nuri. Apparently, our Mishnah is not in line with Rabbi Yechman Nuri. The Amar Oyrez Min Daganhu. He holds that rice is considered a Dagan variety. It is equated with the other types of grain, the wheat, the barley. V'chayovin al chimutzay karis, and should it become chametz, a person liable to karis, it's considered like any other grain, like the wheat and the barley. And therefore, according to him, you can go ahead and use it for matzah. The Sani, Rabbi Yechem Nuri Oymer, Oyser, Oyrez V'Doichen. He says you can't go ahead and eat a cooked dish made from rice and millet, because it will come chametz. It will become chametz. The question is, what does Shekarav LaHachmetz mean? Shekarav LaHachmetz means the kadum of chametz. It means it's very close to becoming chametz. It can easily turn into chametz. So don't cook it up. It might turn into chametz. And it can actually reach the high level, the high quality chametz, the proper chametz, just like any other grain. He didn't mean to say that it can become proper chametz. It's karav lahachmetz havi. It will come close to becoming chametz. Chametz gomerli havi, but proper chametz it won't become. It's like a deficient chametz, like an inferior chametz, like the Gemara calls it later, chametz nuksha. In which case, there's no karis, it's a love. But even he agrees that oiras and doichen don't have a true chametz potential. And if that's the case, you can't use it for matzah, right? So if it can come, if it can become proper chametz, then it has the chametz potential and can be kasher for matzah. But otherwise, if it's always going to be it's quasi chametz, that won't be kasher for matzah. So which way is it? Tashma de sanya. Omar Rabbi Yechman Nuri. Oyer is min daganu. So he himself says that oyer is a proper min dagan. V'chayoven al chimutzei karis. It's considered to be a proper grain, and one is chayiv karis if he eats it in a state of chametz. V'adam yoytzei boy yidei chavasu v'pesach. So clear, Rabbi Yechman Nuri holds that oyer is v'doichen are considered like proper grains, like the chitim and soyer, no less than that, and can become proper chametz, and can be used for matzah as well. V'chein hoya Rabbi Yechman Nuri Oymer. He would add one more thing. Krumis, some type of grain, chayeves b'chala. So if a person makes a dough from this grain, although when it comes to halachas of challah, it works with the same parameters as the lechem, at the lechem oini, by Muhammad and by matzah. So he holds that this krumis is also a certain type of grain and conforms to the status, to the guidelines, is considered to be lechem. My krumis, what exactly is this? Amabaya, shitzenisa. My shitzenisa, what is that? Amrapapa, shitzenisa, a certain type of grain. The mishtakcha beini kalanisa, which is found amongst the poppy, amongst the poppy seeds. Okay, so conclusion. Rav Machlek, it's according to the Chachamim. We learn from the Pasuk, Leisechel of Chametz, Shivas Yom Teichel of Matzis, that in order for something to be kosher for matzah, it has to be the flip side of Chametz. It has to have the potential to become true Chametz. So according to the Chacham, it only applies to the five primary grain, the wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oat. According to Rebbecha Menuri, we add the Oiraz, and according to some of Farshim, the Doichan as well. Omar Rabba Barbachana Omar Shlokish. Yisa Shene Loisha. B'yayim Hashem and V'dash. You have a dough which was made using wine, oil, or honey. So Rashi says, there's no water, just this fruit juice. Ein chayov nalchimot zekaris. It's not subject to karis, because it's not going to become properly chametz. Yose Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda Vishua Kamed Ravidi. So, at this point, we don't really know the reason for this. Why is there no karis for its chametz? At this point, the Gemara figured, practically speaking, technically, it can become chametz. So why is there no karis? Yose Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breda Vishua. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Vishua were sitting with Talmidim, and they were sitting in front of Kamed Rav Ida Bar Avin. So he was their Rebbe. V'yasu Rav Adi Bar Avin Kamanavnim. And Rav Ida Bar Avin was sitting and he was dozing off. So the Talmidim took the opportunity and began a conversation. Amalei Rav Huna Breda Vishua Rav Papa. So he turned to Rav Papa and he said like this, my Talmid is Shlokish. What is the reason for a Shlokish? Exempting one from Karis. When eating this dough which was produced using wine, oil, or honey. Amarlei, so Rav Papa responded, the Amakra, the Pasuk says that chametz and matzah are related. Lo yiseichel of chametz, the Pasuk continues, shivas yom teichel of matzois, which indicates as follows. Dvarim she'adam yoytze ben, idei chavasa b'matzah. Things which a person can be yoytze, his mitzvah of matzah with. So these types of grains which are kasha from matzah. Chayov and al-chimutzei karis. If it would become chametz, he's chayev karis. So just as the Gemara earlier derived matzah from chametz, right? Something which has chametz potential can be used for matzah. We'll do the same thing in the reverse. Something which is suitable for matzah's mitzvah, if that very thing should become chametz, karis is connected to that. Is it inish of karis? But this thing here, this item here, which was produced using fruit juice, wine, oil, etc., in which case a person cannot use it for his choyvas matzah. Why not? The havili matzah shir, it's a rich matzah. Rashi says, "Vrachmana omar lechem oini." This be a poor man's bread. This be just bread and water, flour and water. So if it has these additional ingredients, it has fruit juice, it's called matzah shira, and cannot be used for his mitzvahs matzah. Therefore, ein chayoven alchi mutzah karis. Even if it should have become chametz, there's no isa karis, there's no inish karis for eating it. So very simple, just as matzah is learned from chametz, chametz is learned from matzah. So this was Rav Papa's response. Eisvei Rav Huna b'Rav Shua Rav Papa. Rav Huna challenged him. He says like this. We learned in a brisa, himcho v'gamay. Should a person take bread or something and liquefy it and dilute it? Himcho v'gamay, and then he swallowed it. Im chametzu, if there was chametz, anush karis, he gets karis. It's considered to be an achila of karis. The Gemara in Chulin actually learns that the pasuk v'hanefesh comes to teach us even drinking the issu is considered to be like eating it. So if this is chametz, he's chayv. V'matzahu ein adam yotzei idei chavas v'pesach. But if he took this matzah and liquefied it, mixed it with water, and drank it, he's not yotzei's mitzvah, Rashi says, because lav derech achila ko achila. It's not derech achila. It's not yotzei's mitzvah. Achila as matzah. Now, let's take a close look at this. Va'acha. Look, in this case, they know the miyotzi dechavasim matzah. This liquid grain is not suitable for mitzvahs matzah. Va'chayov and alchem mutzei kurz. And still, and always say that if he eats it in its chametz form, he gets kurz. And you just told me that chametz is dependent on matzah. This thing is not suitable. It's not right for matzah. So why is there kurz for the chimutz? Apparently, you can't connect one to the other. So in the meantime, Rav Ida bar Avin woke up and he overheard part of this conversation. Omar Lusi responded to him, Adaratiki, youngsters, hi no time of the Rish Lakish. He's looking for Rish Lakish's reason why the dough produced using wine, oil, or honey does not result in karis if it's chametz. Not because we learn it from matzah. The kasha that you asked is a very good kasha. Apparently, you can't really connect the two things. Rather, the reason is like this. Because wine, oil, and honey is considered meperis. They can't produce proper chametz. Rashi learns that it's going to produce an inferior variety of chametz, chametz nuksha, which case is a lav. But karis is only on true chametz. And that will not result when you merely have meperis mixed in to the flour. Okay, so again, in summary, we had the Chameshis Mine Dogen, according to Chachamim, and according to Rabbi Yechman Nuri, even the Eirz V'Doichen, from which you can make matzah. The Gemara says only these varieties, but not anything else, because the Pasuk seems to connect. The Pasuk puts Chametz and Matzah in the same Pasuk, and that teaches us that one is dependent on the other. A material that has Chametz potential can be used for matzah, but not anything else. And based on that, the Gemara suggested, Rav Papa suggested, perhaps we'll do a limud in the reverse as well. Only something which is roi from matzah, will there be curse upon the chimutz? So chametz is dependent on matzah. And Rav Ida bar Avin negated it. He said, no, it doesn't apply in this case. Rather, the reason why Rish Lakish exempts this dough, which was produced by Meperis, because, very simply, Meperis, Ein Machmitzin, they don't produce proper chametz, and therefore there's no karis. Continues the Gemara. Yoytze b'dmai b'maisa rishon, the Mishnah says you can use the dmai for a mitzvah matzah. Says the Gemara, dmai? Holoi chazile, it's not roifim. It's aser. Now, something which is aser, not on account of the chametz, rather due to an additional iser, that can't be used for matzah. As Rashi brought earlier, the Gemara is going to bring it later. In addition to that, says Rashi, there's a concept called mitzvah baba avera. If a person has to commit an avera to get to a mitzvah, he's not going to be yoytze that mitzvah. So how can he eat something which is asur ba'achila? Chachamim said, well, we're concerned perhaps there was no mice separated, purchased from the Amoritz. There's a suffix iser. So how can that be used for matzah's mitzvah? How can it be yoytze with this type of matzah? Holy chazile. Says the Gemara, there is a way out. There is some allowance to eat even d'may. A poor person. Chacham allowed him to eat d'may. So any person has that ability. Kivan the iboy, if a person should wish, mafkil nichse, to be mafkir's nechasim, give away all his assets, havi ani, now he turns into an ani. Vo'eichel, d'may, and he can eat d'may. Hashtanami chazile. So since we find that concept, that a person who's an ani, or really any person, could turn himself into an ani and eat d'may, so apparently Rashi says it's only a chumad rabbanon, which was suspended in the case of necessity of an ani. And therefore, hashtanami chazle, here as well, although he's still a wealthy fellow, he's not an ani. But should he eat this matzah, which was d'may, but the evidence is yotze, Tosfos learns even l'chatchila. Tosfos says that achilas matzah is called achilas anius. It's a poor man's meal. So even l'chatchila, Tosfos says, you can go ahead and consume matzah of d'may. Rashi learns this b'diavad, since it's only a chumra d'rabbanon, because roiv ami oretz ame aser. So b'diavad is yotze. This nan, as we learned, ma'achilin es aniyim d'may. We can feed poor people d'may. So aniyim who are going to collect their food from the balibatif, they don't have to be makpid, who's the ma'aser, who's not going to be ma'aser. They can just take that food and eat it. Es achsani d'may, you can feed the troops, the Jewish troops, who need to be supported by the members of the city, they too are considered aniyim and can be fed d'mai. V'omar Rafuna, Tana, v'shame oimrim ein machilin, es aniyim d'mai, es achsan d'mai, v'shame hold there's no such allowance, v'sil oimrim achilin, you can. Let's take a look at Rashi up on top. Says Rashi on the first line of the Amud, d'mai ha'lechazile. D'mai is unsuitable, it's asr. V'ramin l'kama, the Gemara will tell us soon, mishi yisuri mishum bal teichel chametz levade. Any material which carries within it merely a chametz potential, an isra chametz, but no other isra involved. So that material is suitable for matzah. Ata yotze b'lishom matzah. Yotze, as opposed to mi sheyesh l'isra achar, an item which carries on it another isra, such as in this case where there's an isra of ma'is, an isra of temel. Inami another pshat. Havi lo mitzvah bo b'aveir. What's wrong with eating d'mai because it's an aveir? You can't fulfill a mitzvah by doing an aveir. The Gemara responds that we find Chachamim applied a kula to an ani. Hashtana mechazle duchamad rabbanam ba'amu d'roiv am ha'aretz ma'asr ne'im menat Torah. It's mutter because we follow the roiv. Roiv am ha'aretz ma'asr tzuchamad rabbanam. So, in the case of the Eved, he can be yotzei his mitzvah. Achsanya, these were the troops. Chayolos malchei Yisrael ha'matolam bnei yoris lezoinan lagan alei me'veyim. So the town would support the Jewish troops. Yisraelim hein, they were Yisraelim, they're like poor people, they're not home, so they as well can be fed produce which is d'mai. Continues the Gemara, maserishin shenitzu shumase. So you can take grain which is maserishin, from which the truma's miser, the 10% belonging to the kohen, has been separated. So now it's perfectly acceptable. It's roi l'achila, pshita, of course. Why would I think that it's not roi for matzah? What could be wrong with it? The kiva shenet trumasai, once the trumas mice has been separated, chulin avi, of course it's chulin. Says the Gemara Litzrich, apparently we're speaking that there was some shortcut that was committed, that took place here. That the maserishan was collected, the Levi came to collect the maserishan when the grain was yet unfinished, was still in its stalk form, v'shibolim, prior to the turning it into grain, into a pile. So at that point, during the stalk stage, it's not yet chayiv in terms of ma'isrus. So the owner gave the levy, 10% goes to the levy, but generally speaking, first you're meant to give truma gedoyla, which is, let's say, 2% of the entire crop. So you have 100, 2 goes to the kohen. From the leftover 98, 10%, which is 9.8, goes to the Levi. Of that, the Levi separates 10% and gives Trumas Maiser to the Kohen. So Trumas Maiser is the Truma of his Maiserishan. But before giving the Maiserishan to the Levi, he meant to give Truma Gedolah to the Kohen. Now the Levi advanced, he preceded the Kohen, and he came when it was still B'shibolim, before there was any Chiv of Trumas Maiser, and he took his portion. Why? He wanted to outsmart the coin, so he can get a full 10%. Right? He can get 10% of 100. Otherwise, if the Truma Gedolah is given first, so 2 out of 10 goes to the coin, you only have 98 left. And only 9.8 will go to the Levi. So he hurried up, and he came to take his 10% before the coin arrived. So the Chiddush here is, we learn from our Pasuk, that once that's done, once the Levi received his 10%, of course he has to give 10% of that to the coin, that's Truma Smeiser, but he's exempt from Truma Gedolah. Because he got it when it was still unprocessed, unfinished. However, if the grain is fully processed, which is called a kri, they take the stalks, they thresh it, they take the kernels, pile it up, smooth it out, at that point it's considered to be a finished product. At that point, there's chiv truma gedolah, and you can't get away without it. First, you have to give the kohen his 2%, and then follow with maserishin to the levi, who will turn around and give 10% of his maserishin to the kohen. But at that point, should he hurry up and get his 10% before truma gedolah was separated, the levi has to go ahead and make sure to take truma gedolah from his portion and give it to the kohen. So if he came along before it's been turned into grain, before the process was completed, before Truma Gedolah was chal, the chiv was activated, then the Maaser Rishon given to the Levi is exempt from Truma Gedolah. But should he come a bit later, after the process has been completed, and Truma Gedolah, the Chiyuv of Truma Gedolah has been activated, then he can't get away without it. Should he give the Levi's portion before the Kohen, the Levi has to go turn around and give a part of his 10% to the Kohen as Truma Gedolah. So Gemara would tell us that Al-Mish is speaking where there was no Truma Gedolah separated from the Levi's portion. The Maaser Rishon, the Levi's portion, Shenitl Trumasai, means that the Trumas Maaser, the 10% of the Levi, was given to the Kohen, but Truma Gedolah was never addressed because he got his portion before the Chiv of Truma Gedolah was ever activated. Says the Gemara, Litzrich, apparently we're speaking Shekdima B'Shibol, that he was Magdim, well that's the owner referring to the Levi, he came along before the Kohen, when it was still B'Shibol, when it was still in its stock form. So Levi got his 10%, his Maserishin, V'Nitle Himena Trumas Maser, so Trumas Maser was certainly separated, and give it to the Kohen. V'Loi Nitle Himena Trumas Gedolah, however the Trumas Gedolah was never separated from that portion. Mishnah tells us, even this type of Maserishin is Mutabachil. Ukud Rabavo, Da'omar Ravo, Omar Bshem Alokish. Maserishin, Shekdim B'Shibolim. This type of Maserishin, which was taken still in stock form, before Truma Gedolah was addressed, Potter from Truma Gedolah, it's Potter from Truma Gedolah Shenem. Vare Moisim Yimeno Truma Sashem, Maser Mena Maser. So this is referring to the Maserishin. He meant to separate from the Maserishin, Maser Mena Maser, a tenth of that, and give it to the Kohen. Masa, mena masa, marti lecha. I only instructed you to take 10% of that masa. That's it. V'loi truma gedoyla u'trumas masa mena masa. There's no need to take two portions. Truma gedoyla and the trumas masa from that masa. Once the Levi got his maserishin, all he needs to do is separate trumas masa and he's done. Omale apapa labai. Elame atav, that's the case. Even if he did this when it was already a kri, when the grain was fully processed, when it was piled up and smoothed out, and the chiyuvim of Trumas Maaser had arrived. Even at that point, if the Levi took his portion before the Kohen, perhaps he should be part of Trumas Gedolah. This is exactly why the Pasuk says, Mikol Matnoisechem Tarim. Rashi says the Pasuk is speaking about the Levium. And Mikoil Matnasechem Tarim is coming to Imarba, Eskol Trumas Hashem, to come to Imarba. This type of case, that should the Levi receive his portion, his Maaserishin, prior to the Kohen Gadol have gotten his portion of Truma Gedolah, then the Levi has to turn around and make up for that, and separate Truma Gedolah as well. So, Ma Rois, how did you know that we have one Pasuk which exempts? Right, that's the first pasuk, and one pasuk which is obligates. How do you know what's what? Says Gemara, very pashut. Hi idgan, because here we're speaking that the grain has already turned into dagan. It's properly processed grain, so at that point, it became tevel. There's a chiv of truma. You can't get away without giving truma gedolah. Too late. V'ayla idgan. However, in the first case where it was still shibolim in its stalk form, it was not yet considered dogan. There was no chiv of Trumas Maaser. At this point, the Levi hurried up and took his portion before the chiv of Truma Gedolah even arrived. At that point, his portion is exempt from Truma Gedolah. So that's the Chiddush of Mishnah. We're speaking about Maaserishin, which was accepted by the Levi prior to the dogan stage having arrived. So he got his portion before Truma Gedolah was taken care of. That Maaserishin is Pata from Truma Gedolah and is Mutah L'Achila and is Mutah to be used for Matzah Mitzvah. Maaser Sheni V'Hegde Sheniftu. So that as well is Mutah for Matzah Pshita, of course, why not? If you exchange the Maaser Sheni, the Hegdesh, you paid it, why would it be awesome? Hoch my skin, apparently we're speaking about Shenosan Sakern, Lenosan Sachemish. So this fellow did Pidyon by giving the Karen, the principle, the value of the actual goods, but didn't add the fifth. So when the Bailam does the pidyon, he has to add a fifth. It's actually a quarter, but it's a fifth of the total amount. So the chiddush is, become mashmalon, the ein chomish makir. Although he's mechuyev to add the chomish, but even before adding the chomish, the pidyon is effective, and the Maaseh Sheni v'Hekdesh is not considered Chula. Of course, he has to add the Chaymish, but it's already Mutar Bachil. V'Kahanam B'Chala B'Truma. Kahanam can use their Chala portion, the Truma, even though Yisrael can't eat it, but they can use it for their Matzah. Pshita, why not? Why would I think otherwise? Mal Dutim, perhaps I would think. Matzah Shavu L'Cha'odam B'Inam. In order for it to be considered proper matzah, it has to be something kosher for everybody to go around. The Gan's Klal Yisrael, everybody can go ahead and eat this matzah. But something which is only mutter for a kohen perhaps cannot be used for matzah mitzvah. Kamash Mulan, the Mishnah informs us, no. Matzah is riba. The word matzah is mentioned several times in the Pesukim, it's coming to Yimar, but even this type of matzah, which is mutter to kohen and not for Yisrael, is kosher l'shem mitzvah. Avalei b'tevel, the Mishnah gives us now a list of things that cannot be used for matzah mitzvah. First thing is tevel. Pshita, of course. If it's tevel, if it's aser, of course it can't be used. As Rashi explained earlier, because of the pasuk, which indicates that if it has any other iser, anything other than chametz potential, it can't be used for matzah, or because of mitzvah, b'aver. It says, well, it's shrich, apparently we're speaking that it's not a proper tevel. But tevel mitrabbanan. It's only a tevel midrabban. Shazari ba'atzit sheninokit was planted in an unperforated flower pot. So it's detached from the ground. There's no chiv of truma masa min atur. Midrabbanan is a chiv. Midrabbanan is considered tevel. And the chiddush here is that, as Rashi explains, it's called mitzvah babavir because midrabbanan may not eat. Therefore, you can't use it for matz. Nor can you use Maserishin, whose Truma, we're assuming Truma here means the Truma's Maser, was not yet separated, in which case the Maserishin is Asr Bachila, Pshita, once again, it's Pasha, it's Asr, it's Tzrich, apparently we're speaking Shadima Bikri. We're speaking that the Maserishin's Truma's Maser has been separated. Of course, that's been addressed. The problem was that the Levi got his Maserishin before the Kohen got his Truma Gedolah. And at what point did the Maser, was the Maseration given to the Levi? What point did the Levi arrive? Bikri, when it was already a Kri, it was already considered grain, and Chayim and Truma Samaisus. Now, Chabdurayin, he took his grain before the Kohen arrived. So he went and he gave the 10% the Truma Samaisus to the Kohen, but he never addressed the Truma Gedolah. And the Chiddush here is that it's Asur Bachi. Why would I think otherwise? Mal d'tema, perhaps there would be room to suggest. Could the Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye? Right, we had a discussion between Rav Papa and Abaye earlier. Rav Papa challenged Abaye. He says, "Look, once we find that the Torah exempts the chelik of the Levi, the Maserishin, which was taken prior to the Truma Gedolah being given to the Kohen, the Torah exempts that portion from Truma Gedolah. So, what difference does it make if he?" came when it was still in stock form or it was ready a Kri, what difference does it make? So perhaps our papa's argument has validity. And even when the Maserishin was given to the Levi, when it was already a Dagon, and he skipped the Truma Gedolah, perhaps even then it's part of the Truma Gedolah, Kamash Blon, Kedishanile. That's what the Mishnah comes to inform us. No, that's not the case. That's not the halacha. Kedishanile. The true halacha is just as Abai responded to our papa, and he said, no. Once it's become grain, it's too late. Once the chiv of Truma Gedolah has been chal, has been activated, now you have to take care of Truma Gedolah. And should the Levi accept his portion prior to the Truma Gedolah being addressed, the Levi has to go ahead and not only separate Truma's Maser, 10% of his portion, but also the Truma Gedolah part as well. So the Mishnah speaks about maceration. Shalonit l'trumasai, which is not suitable for matzah, was speaking, of course, the trumas maisa was separated, but not the truma gedoyla. And since we're speaking that he accepted his portion after the truma gedoyla, the chiyah of truma gedoyla was already here, he can't eat it unless he dresses that chiyah as well. Finally, says the Mishnah, v'loib maseshenu v'hegdash shaloi niftu. You can't use maseshenu v'hegdash, which were not nifta. Pshita, of course, then it's also. Apparently we're speaking that there was a pidyon. Umayli niftu, what does the Mishnah mean? Shloi niftu kil chosn. It wasn't properly redeemed. Masasheni Shepidoyal Gabasimon, for instance, Masasheni, which was redeemed using a slug. So it's just some type of coin which doesn't have a form on it, doesn't have a design. The Rahman Amar, Torah requires a design. Vitzarta Kesef. He needs to use a Dabar Sheyesh Leitzura. Only a coin which has a form on it can be used for the Pidyon Masasheni. So he was paid, but didn't do properly. It's not considered a proper pidyon, and it's asur. Vehegdish. What is the example by hegdish? Shechilul el gabi karka. Sure, he did pidyon, but he used karka, which is unsuitable for pidyon. The Rachman Omar, but no son akesav a komli. The only thing he can use for pidyon, hegdish, is money. And therefore, this fellow who did pidyon in a manner which is not considered proper, he didn't conform to all the guide, all the halachas, all the specifications. His Maaseh Sheni, his Hegdish, is considered Asur and can't be used for the Matzah Mitzvah. So, in conclusion, Mishnah gave us a checklist of things which can be used for Matzah Mitzvah. Demai, Maaseh Rishon, Shetotur Maaseh, Maaseh Sheni, Hegdish, and Nivdu. And the Gemara explained that there's a Chiddush in each one. Demai, how is that kosher? Because, generally speaking, it can be fed to an Ani. Even an ordinary person really has access to Demai. Should he decide to become an Ani and make his Nechasim Hefker? In any case, we see that the whole concept is a Chumra de Rabbanon, which was suspended in the case of an Ani. So since it's a Chumra de Rabbanon, because Minat Torah, really Roiv HaMa'aretz do their Maisa properly, therefore, says Rashi, but the Eved, should any person go ahead and consume matzah made of Tmai, he was Yaisa's Mitzvah. Masarishan Shinita Termasai, is speaking about the Trumas Maisa, which was separated, but not the Truma Gedolah, because we're speaking that the Masarishan was separated Bishibolim, when it was still in its stalk form prior to the separation of Truma Gedolah, we know from a Pasuk. In this case, it's Potter from Truma Gedolah. Masasheni veHegdish are speaking that there was a Pidyon, but he hadn't added the fifth, the Chaymish. The Chaymish is not Ma'akev, and at this point, it's already Roy Lachila. We have a blacklist of things which are not to be used for matzah mitzvah, but you're not yotzi. If you make matzah from tevel, from matzah rishon, shaloi nito termasai, and matzah sheni v'hegdish shaloi nifto. The Gemara explains the chiddush in each one as follows. Tevel was speaking about tevel d'rabbanon. It grew in an otzitz, shein enokov, so even though it's only d'rabbanon, it can't be used for matzah. Matzah rishon shenito termasai is speaking where the levi took his portion prior to the arrival of the kohen, but the problem was it was already kri. It was already considered grain, in which case the Truma Gedolah has to be addressed. So although the Masarishan is now free of its Truma Samasa, which was separate and given to the Kohen, but until the Truma Gedolah is addressed as well, this Masarishan is Asr. Masasheni was Nifta, but on an Asimoin, a coin which doesn't have a form. Hegdish was a Schal on Karka, which is an improper pidyon, improper Chilo, in which case the Hegdish and Masasheni are still considered Asr Bachilo for Azar. Continues the Gemara, Tan Rabban. Now we're going to go into the reason, the basis for the invalidation of all these different Isurim for the sake of matzah. Why? Why are they not qualified? Why can't they be used for matzah? Yochel yoytzei adam yechavasei, but tevel shloi nitkan. Perhaps a person could be yoytzei's matzah using tevel which wasn't fixed. So what do you mean tevel which wasn't fixed? Called tevel nami holy nitka. Every tevel is not fixed. What do you mean tevel which isn't fixed? That is the very definition of tevel. A truma master obligation was not addressed. Ela betevel shle nitkan called tzorchei. The chiddush of the brayse is even tevel which was partially addressed, but not properly, not completely fixed. For instance, shenitkan b'mena truma gedola was separated. V'lo nitkan b'mena truma smasa, but not truma smasa. Or Maser Rishon, like Maser Sheni. Afilu Maser Oni, even if you haven't yet separated Maser Oni, that's all. Only he left to take care of the Maser Oni, which goes to the Oni. Minayin. How do we know that you can't use this for Matzah, Smitzvah, Tamad, Loima, the Pasuk says. Loi Seichel Olav Chametz. And the Pasuk continues, Shivas Yomim, Toichel Olav Matzis. What does this teach us? Mishi Yisurei Mishum Bal Toichel Olav Chametz. Only something which carries a potential Isra of Chametz that can be used to produce matzah. Yotzeh zeh, as opposed to this. She'eni Yisurei Mishum Bal Toichel Chametz. This here is not on account of Chametz. Rather, Elum Mishum Bal Toichel Tevel. This here is Tevel Al Chametz. So it can't be used for matzah. Matzah means something which carries potential Chametz. So matzah means that thing. If it's not Chametz, it's matzah. So matzah is a flip side of chametz. But something which is asur regardless, it's tevel. It won't get isur chametz, that can't be used for matzah. Says the Gemara, one second. V'isura the chametz leichon asla. Fine, you're right, this is tevel as well. But what happened to the isur chametz? It starts off being tevel, but then if you go ahead and form it into a dough, you can make bread from it and make chametz. So it has chametz potential. Amrav Sheshes, Hamani Rav Shimoni. This brisa reflects the shita of Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Ein Isser Chal Isser. One Isser can't land on top of the other. It can't bundle up Isser. So once something has a pre-existing Isser, in this case it's Tevel, it cannot turn into it can't have the Isser Chametz. So this thing now is free of Isser Chametz and therefore can't be used for Matz. The Sanya Rav Shimon Aymer. Ha'ichel nevela b'yom kippurim. Potter, the person should eat. And nevela b'shoigig on Yom Kippur. So he has Isser nevela, but he does not have the Isser of Yom Kippur. It's potter from Chatas. Why? Explains Rashi. Let's see Rashi inside. Up on top. Ha'ichel nevela b'yom kippurim shoigig. Potter mi'chatas. Says Rashi, that in Isser yom kippurim chal al Isser nevela. The Isser of Yom Kippur doesn't land on the Isser nevela, which is pre-existing, which preceded Yom Kippur. So once it's Asr, we can't add another Isr. Says Rashi, V'im boi boi yom nisnabla. Let's say it became a Nevela today. So Yom Kippur preceded Nevela. What about that case? Afilu hachi, even so, says Rashi, it won't work. Yom Kippur won't arrive. Won't be chal. Why? Because afilu hachi, he says, Asr, koidim yom kippurim, v'shu evim nachai. A live animal is Asr, not on account of Nevela, but on account of evim nachai. So that Isser preceded Yom Kippur. That would prevent the Isser of Yom Kippur from arriving onto this piece of meat. So if a person should eat it, he's potter from the Chatas of Yom Kippur. So Rav Shimon holds, one Isser cannot be combined with another Isser. Therefore, in the case of Tevel, it can't become Chametz. It can't have the Isser of Chimetz. And therefore, it can't be used for Matz. Ravina Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanan. This price can even be in line with Rabban, who generally speaking hold that, yeah, one Isser could be Chal on another Isser. So over here, when you have Tevel, certainly it can have an Isser Chametz, which arrives later, that's okay. But it still won't be Roy for Matzah. Why? Because the Pasuk says that Matzah is a flip side of Chametz, right? Lo Yisoichel of Chametz, Shiva Siyam Toichel of Matzahs. Says Ravina, the Chacham are going to darshan as follows. Mishi Isurei Mishum Bal Toichel Chametz Belvad. What type of material can you use for matzah? Only something which has the Isser, strictly the Isser of Chametz. No more. Yotza Zeh, as opposed to the Tevel, which has two Isser. She'eni Isurei Mishum Bal Toichel Chametz Belvad. Doesn't only have one Isser of Chametz. Ela Af Mishum Bal Toichel Tevel. Also has the Isser of Tevel. So since it has an additional Isra as well, it can't be used for matzah. Matzah needs to be the opposite of chametz. It's not chametz, it's matzah, but if it has another identity to it. It's chametz and tevel, etc. That can't be used for matzah. Midi bilvat ksiv? Does then the Torah say that only chametz? Something which only has chametz and nothing else, only that's suitable for matzah? The Torah doesn't say that. Something which has the potential of Isra Chametz can be used for matzah. So, according to Rabbanan, if this Tevel can become Chametz, it should be right for matzah as well. So, the Gemara doesn't like Ravina's Pshat, Elamach, Vartik, Rav Sheshes. Apparently, the correct approach is Rav Sheshes' approach that this Braisa is in line with Rabbi Shimon. This Braisa that says that only something which has Chametz potential can be used for matzah as opposed to the thing which is Tevel, which doesn't have chametz potential and therefore can't be used for matzah, apparently is in line with Reb Shimon, who holds that ein isser chal isser. So once something is already usser on account of tevel, it can't have the additional isser of chametz, and therefore this tevel can't be used for matzah. because the Torah clearly says only something which carries chametz potential can become matzah. And this thing does not have that potential. But according to the Shitas Chachamim, you can't apply this limud, because according to them, this won't be sufficient grounds to disqualify Tevel from being used for matzah, because even Tevel can turn into chametz, can have the Isur chametz. They hold that Tevel can get additional Isurim as well. So according to them, Tevel won't be disqualified, won't be exempted on account of this pasuk, won't be disqualified from being used for matzah. What then? So according to Chachamim, all these things which are asa b'achila, why can't they be used for matzah? So Rashi explained for us, because they hold the concern is mitzvah b'avera. One can't fulfill a mitzvah by way of an avera. And therefore something which is asa b'achila cannot be used for matzah as mitzvah. Okay, time for a brief chazara. The Mishnah began with a list of things that can be used for matzah as mitzvah. The five primary grains: wheat, barley, rye, spelt, oats. And the Gemara tells us the key is, the formula is, something which has chametz potential can be used for matzah. We learn this from the pasuk, which connects matzah to chametz, as opposed to rice and millet, which don't really have true chametz potential. They get spoiled, they don't become proper chametz, and therefore it can be used for matzah. As opposed to Rabbi Yechim and Nuri holds that, yeah, even Eres V'doichen are considered to be proper chametz and can be used for matzah as well. And of course, the halacha follows the Shittas Chachamim. So rice technically does not have true chametz potential. In fact, the Rambam says you can eat rice on Pesach, and the Sfaradim do so. Shkenazim, Machmed, the Shittat says that should eat because it gives the appearance perhaps of grains, and therefore you refrain from eating rice. But technically speaking, Minat Torah, there's no Isser for rice and millet because they can't become chametz. And the more discussed dough made from May Paris, which don't have the chametz potential, may perish emach mitzen, they can't produce proper chametz. And then we proceed with a list of things which a person can use for matzah, and of things which are not suitable. Where Yitzi using demai, the Gemara says because it's only chametz rabbanon. Maaser Rishon, whose truma gedolah was not separated, because the Maaser Rishon here was taken by the Levi before the chiyuv of truma gedolah arrived. That were nifta, even though the chaimish was not yet given. We are not yetzer using tevel, even tevel de rabbanon. Maserishan, whose truma gedolah was not separated, and we're speaking that the maserishan was taken when it was already in its grain form. Maserishan is shenifta, but on an asimoin, which doesn't have a form. Hegdish, which was in schal on karka, which is not a correct way of being machal hegdish, and therefore it's considered to be asu. And in truth, what is the reason why something which has an iser can't be used for matzah? So it depends. According to Reb Shimon, it's based on the pasuk which says that only something which carries a potential iser karis can be used for matzah. Something which carries a potential iser chimutz, as opposed to something which is already aser, tevel, etc. Because once it's aser, it can't have the iser chametz. Therefore, it can be used for matzah, which is merely a flip side of chametz. If it can't become chametz, it can't have the Isser chametz, it can't have the Hechshav matzah. That's according to Reb Shimon. According to Chachamim, Rashi explained for us, it's based on the general formula that one is not yotzei mitzvah if this mitzvah is a mitzvah ba'avirah.